All right, Kyle Chisholm, you need a 29 race Supercross series because you're just heating up. No, but for real, you told me, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, you found something in the fork. You were much happier. You rode well, and it, like you weren't shitting around. You've been riding better since you're more comfy with your bike.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just warming up for the Super Motocross race, like you said. So that's why I get the 30-something races. Just honestly, that little break. Like I said back then, I had that crash before Daytona, a pretty bad one. Hit my head a little bit. Just took me a few weeks to kind of regroup. So that week off was at a good time. Because we also found that setting with the bike, and we haven't changed anything really with it since then. So it's been nice just to be on something that I know what it's doing. We're not changing stuff. I'm able to just ride, do my work during the week.
So you're riding well. You feel like you're good. You feel like you're well.
Yeah, honestly, I love my Yamaha when I was on them all the last few years. The bike never changed, so that was so nice to just carry your most. You always change a little stuff, your base setting is pretty much a carryover. So I could just focus on me and racing. I wasn't trying to figure things out with the bike and wondering what's it going to do. So obviously I get on the Suzuki, and you're kind of back to, I got to figure this thing out, whatever. But honestly, like just me personally, I feel like if I could like race myself last year, I feel like I'd be pretty damn close. Like I'm right there. And honestly, I didn't know going into this, because I was really happy doing what I was doing before. I didn't know would I ever get this bike to where even where that was. And honestly, I feel really good. There's stuff that this bike does really good. There's stuff that maybe it doesn't do as good in places. But overall, it's honestly a really good. We have a really good package right now. Kenny's been riding good too. The team's worked really hard, and we're in a good spot.
Brutal track.
The track was tough. It was another one of those weird ones where it was like dry and hard. It's like on TV, it's going to look hard and dry, but it was like mushy underneath, like spongy in places. So it was like ruts, but like concrete ruts. It was just really weird. So, it's tough.
A lot of chaos.
Oh yeah, a lot of guys going down. For me, it was, I like those conditions, honestly, normally. Just trying to survive out there, and the track is gnarly, so, yeah.
Well, we won't see you on Friday at Privateer Race, but
we'll be there. We're going to do it.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Do something.
Yeah. No, we're not. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.